Hello, little fan of good dragons. Are you ready? Good. Now, there's no need for you to speak. All you need to do is make sure that you stay nice and comfortable, relaxed, shut off any distractions so you can focus solely on this for the duration, and we'll begin. Now, any moment, you should begin to feel my power. It should feel like a hand that isn't quite there, gently brushing at the top of your head, right through your hair, down to your scalp. Go ahead, try to imagine that. It shouldn't feel frightening or intimidating, just comforting, even soothing. And as those fingers slide around over your head, you should feel a very slight warmth begin to wash over your scalp. The skin should even begin to feel almost as if it were loosening somehow. As those fingers rub round and round, be careful to get at every last bit of your scalp. You should feel them sliding round and round until they're finally done, when they slide down the back of your head onto your neck. You should feel them continue to move round and round now, that same warmth gently brushing against your skin. You should feel the fingers slide round and round, and then down onto your left shoulder. Well, the second hand joins them on the right. You should feel them gently kneading, rubbing at your shoulders. You should feel the muscles beginning to lose their tension and slump softly. You should feel the hands slide down again onto your biceps, where they rub up and down. You should feel the warmth seeping through your skin, growing a bit stronger, and beginning to seep lower and lower into your muscles, causing the fibers to lose their tension. You should feel the hands slide down again onto your elbows and rub round and round around the joints in your arms. As the warmth seeps through skin, you should feel the cartilage as if it were painlessly liquefying, causing your arms to go limp. You should feel the hands slide down again onto your forearms, where they rub up and down. You should feel the warmth seeping through skin once again, through muscles, lower and lower, growing stronger, but never painful, like wrapping your body in a warm blanket, before the hands slide down yet again, over your wrists, over the backs and palms of your hands. You should feel them slide over your fingers and thumbs and the knuckles of each digit. You should feel the warmth seeping through the muscles and melting away the cartilage once again, before the hands lift up into the air and gently come down to rest on your chest, causing a very slight impact, as if they have become a bit more real. You should feel them rub softly, gently at your chest. You should feel the warmth seeping through layer upon layer of skin, seeping lower and lower through your body, through muscles, around your bones, lower and lower still, until it reaches your heart. And as it does, you should feel your heart begin to beat slower, more rhythmically, more steadily. You should feel the warmth seep into the blood within your heart, and begin to spread throughout your body, warming you from the inside. And as the warmth reaches lower and begins to penetrate your lungs, you should feel the very air inside them beginning to warm as your breathing slows, becoming deep, steady, and rhythmic. Good, very good. You should feel the hands slide down onto your stomach, where they should rub round and round, smoothly, gently. You should feel the warmth seeping through skin, through soft tissues, through muscles, down to your very organs. And as your organs begin to grow warm, it should feel almost as if they were somehow sliding into a more comfortable configuration. You should feel the hands then slide around onto your back. They rub up and down, up and down. You should feel the warmth seeping into your skin, through your muscles, knots beginning to untie themselves as the warmth seeps lower and lower into your spine, melting the cartilage between each of the columns, having your entire body fall limp under my power. And then you should feel the hands slide down again over your hips where they knead gently, spreading the warmth into the skin, through the muscles, down to the bones. And as the hands slide down yet again onto your thighs, you should feel them become surrounded by a faint, almost spectral mist. You should feel that warmth, now so familiar, seeping through the skin, through muscles, down to the very marrow of your bones, causing even this to become warm. And you should feel the hands slide down once again onto your knees. They rub round and round, melting the cartilage, just as they did with your elbows before. You should feel them slide down once again onto your shins, where they rub up and down, smoothly, gently. You should feel the warmth seeping through skin and muscle, the fog becoming thicker and thicker like a mist on a warm summer's day, as the warmth reaches the marrow yet again. And then the hands slide down over your ankles, down to your heels, the mist compacting and forming smooth, soft plastic as the hand's touch becomes something truly tangible now. The warmth continuing to seep through layers of skin and muscle, down to the bones, as the hands become softer, gaining small ridges and warmth of their own, becoming smooth, human hands that rub gently down along your feet, down to your toes, and the knuckles of each of those small digits. You should feel the warmth seep into them, melting the cartilage before the hands lift up into the air and vanish into nothing. Good, good. And now, you are ready. You can become Glax. Allow me to help you. First, you should feel a gentle tugging sensation on your face, below your eyes, on your nose, and the bridge of your nose. As it's gently pulled forward, painlessly molding in this unseen force's grip, feeling like warm Play-Doh being reshaped. It stretches further and further forward, You can feel your nose gently being flattened in to this muzzle as it forms, and the bridge of your nose made flat as well. You can feel and see your face stretching further and further forward, your nose pressed flatter and flatter into it. Further, further forward, nearly the length of your hand when it stops. This muzzle is then flattened at the end by the same unseen force, and your nostrils pushed to either side at opposite ends of this newly formed muzzle. Good, good. You're doing very good. Next, at the back of your head, you should feel two protrusions beginning to form on your skull. Bumps. The skin parts painlessly around them and then fuses at the base of them as they push backwards, further, further, and further still. Slowly but surely narrowing out as they grow longer, 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 a bit longer than your snout by the time they finally end in sharp points. Good, very good. Next, you should feel a gentle upward tugging sensation on your head. Your neck stretching painlessly, just as your face did before. Pulled up higher, higher, and higher. Your neck gradually made longer and longer and longer. Nearly half the length of your arm by the time it stops. Good, very good. Now, you should feel the ring and pinky finger on both of your hands push together. You should be able to see and feel as this same unseen force begins to mold them, fusing them together into a single larger finger each. You should see and feel them as they painlessly fuse, again feeling like warm lumps of Play-Doh. Until finally, they have become one. Good, very good. Now, you should feel this process repeat with the two smallest toes on each foot, pushed together and fusing, fusing, until they each become one. Good, good. Next, you should feel this tugging sensation on your two largest toes as they're slid backwards along your feet, further and further back. They're pulled back, back, sliding painlessly on your body. They move further and further up till they've nearly reached your ankles before they finally stop moving. Good, good. You should see any excess flesh left behind by this moving of your body fuse into the rest of your foot, simply being absorbed, again, like warm Play-Doh being molded. Good, very good. Next, you should feel a gentle tugging sensation between each of your toes, again, pulling backwards as your feet seem to be made gradually shorter and shorter, but your toes lengthening just as quickly as your feet shorten. They're pulled back, further, further, further. Good, good. So they're only about half of their original length. Excellent, excellent. You should feel each of the toes that is still at the end of your foot suddenly be bent backwards at the center. But it doesn't seem to hurt at all. You can simply feel the joints quickly realigning, molding, for this to become their new intended direction. Good. Very good. Next, you should feel each of these toes bending upwards at the base. Again, without any pain, and with the joints molding themselves, realigning, reconfiguring. They bend further and further, still leaving a rather obtuse angle, but fairly close to being right. Good, very good. We're nearly done. Next, go ahead. Stand on your new feet now that they've been reconfigured. It feels hard to balance, doesn't it? So go ahead. Place your hands on the floor to be on all fours. You should feel all of your joints almost instantly realign under my power for this to become your new natural state. Lift your wrists so that your palms don't touch the floor, your fingers bent back and reconfigured for this to become their new natural state, leaving you a proper quadruped. Though your transformation isn't done. Not quite yet. Next, you should see all of your nails beginning to blacken, becoming like onyx, as they begin to grow before your eyes, narrowing out towards the tips and pointing downwards. They become harder, stronger, and cling more tightly to your body, becoming the claws of a dragon. Good, good. Just a few more steps. Next, behind you, at the base of your spine, you should feel a cluster of mist form that is somehow part of you. You should feel it swirl and compact, forming a single spinal column, hanging in space. Somehow, it's part of you. And then you should feel mist form around it that compacts once again, forming muscle, nerves, cartilage, and skin, painlessly fusing with your body at the base of your spine, forming into a thick but stumpy tail, covered in skin like the rest of your body. And then you should feel it repeat. Mist, forming a spinal column, then more to form muscle, nerves, cartilage, and skin, again, painlessly fusing, slightly more narrow than the last. You should feel it repeating again, again, and again, becoming longer than your torso. 8 columns, 10, 15, always narrowing out, nearly the length of your body, not counting your 4 limbs that came before it finally narrows out into a point. Good, very good. Next, you should feel 2 columns of mist form by your shoulder blades, thin and relatively long, almost as long as your forearms, or perhaps 4 legs now. You should feel them compact into bones, becoming part of you. Once again, much like with the tail before, you should then feel mist form around these, to form nerves, muscle, cartilage, and skin once again. You should feel it fuse painlessly with your body, leaving you with two peculiar limbs protruding from your back. Good, very good. Now, hold these two limbs to either side of you, and you'll feel more mist form, nearly twice as long, but much thinner, and curved slightly. You can feel the mist compact to bones, and then be surrounded by its own mist. It forms muscle, nerves, cartilage, and fuses with your body. Good, very, very good. You should feel joints form between them, so that when holding these new limbs to your side, like you are, you could bend these joints to make them point forward instead. Go ahead, do that, and feel new columns of mist form. Far longer, nearly as long as your entire body, curved and so very thin. It forms bones. You should feel a second and a third form as well. Yes, spaced between each other at different angles. Once they have fully formed, you should feel mist form around each of these new bony protrusions to form muscle, skin, nerves, and cartilage, leaving you with a frame for wings. Good. Good. At the second joint in each wing, you should feel the bones begin to grow forward, skin stretching with them at first, but then painlessly breaking after they have grown to nearly the length of a human finger, and claws beginning to form from the opening in the skin, which painlessly fuses with them at the base of the claws, forming small hooks, just like on all your toes. Next, you should feel the skin on these wings gently being tugged and beginning to extend down, down, along the three bony protrusions from the ends of the wings, being made strong and leathery, like the wings of a bat as it's pulled down. Further, further, stretching painlessly, again like warm Play-Doh being molded. The flexible but tough skin making webbing between your wings, and every muscle in your body becoming denser, feeling stronger, stronger, gaining a small amount of definition, becoming powerful. Dragon-like muscles, to a point where, by fluttering your wings correctly, you could take to the skies. But there's one step left. All along your body, you should see small, vertical slits be formed in your flesh. No pain as they are made, simply feeling like someone had taken a plastic knife to warm Play-Doh. They are all formed one by one. You can see and feel something hard and spade-like being pushed from each one. Blue on your belly and underneath your tail. Very pale blue at that. A darker but still quite light blue over the rest of you that is visible. And dark blue on the top side of your tail. These are, of course, the only parts you can truly see from this angle, though. They push out further, further, overlapping with one another, forming the fine scales of a dragon. They are smooth, like plastic, but hard and rigid, like steel. They fuse with one another. And despite being so hard and rigid, they still feel as flexible as your own skin. Light, perfect armor. For a wonderful blue dragon. Go ahead. Become accustomed to your body, your wings that can fold up onto your back, your four legs, that powerful tail, your sharp claws, and your fearsome horns. And feel a warmth inside your chest. It grows more and more intense, like a distant fire. Draw in a breath and exhale as hot as you can. See and feel warm flames erupt from your mouth. You stopped yourself in time to not burn anything, didn't you? Good, very good. Of course, if you wanted to set something on fire, I don't think I could really stop you, could I? You are, after all, the best dragon now, aren't you? And of course, as you are the best dragon, you must be named Glax, yes? I don't think I could be wrong, could I? Anyway, enjoy yourself. Lose track of time. Seconds ticking by into minutes. I believe it's been 5 already. And yet time continues to blur as you explore your new form, your newfound power. Take to the skies, why don't you? Soar above the country. See as the crows do. Rain fire upon your enemies if you like. Perhaps you'd rather save someone. It's not like I can stop you. Although, you should know, you've already been a dragon for 30 minutes, and time's still ticking by. 45 minutes, 60, an hour and a half, and finally 2 hours. Unfortunately, all good things must come to an end. And now, all the world around you, including your own mighty body, begins to shimmer, flicker, and turn to vapor, drifting away into nothing, leaving you as a disembodied consciousness in a black void. But don't worry. It'll be fixed soon enough. Already, you should see mist of many colors forming all around you, quickly compacting to form your human body, your clothes, and the room that you left behind, everything just as it was before we began. And now, I'll count down slowly from 10, and when I say 1, I want you to be completely awake. Are you ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There you go. I hope you liked it.